107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's always a pleasure to welcome Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service to our studios. It's not a safety tip of the month. This has been a busy week. Darren joins us. Darren, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie, and good morning, everyone.
Hey, we chatted, of course, earlier this week about our safety tip of the month for November, which is Lock It or Lose It, but we should also remind people that this week is Crime Prevention Week. There you go.
Yeah, so this year, November 7th to 13th is the week-long promotion of Crime Prevention Week.
So what do you want folks to know for this week, Crime Prevention Week, in terms of safer communities and stronger Ontario? That's kind of the theme for this week.
Yeah, that is the theme, safer communities, stronger Ontario. So what that does is it allows us as the Stratford Police specifically, allows us to kind of highlight some of the initiatives that we've taken over the past year to really help with collaboration of partnering agencies with businesses, and most importantly with the people of our communities of Stratford, St. Mary's, and Perth South, in making this place a safer, better place for everyone.
And what are some of those outreach programs that Stratford Police Service have done?
Well, first of all, I want to highlight the one that we've done
sure.
together. I think that's been a great initiative. We've been able to put out that safety tip of the month in a very fun and collaborative way so that we can put that information out there for people to just kind of think about what's happening.
And I know our community has certainly benefited from the safety tips of the month's question for cops. Again, it's just getting information out there and engaging the community.
That's exactly what it is. It's about engaging the community because we know that we can be out there every day, and we are. We're out there working hard every day, but without the help of the community, we're limited as to what we can do. So we know that when we all work together, we can make a much, much bigger difference.
And of course, you can reach out to Stratford Police Service. There's a variety of ways through the Facebook page. You can always give them a call, that sort of thing. And there's been more committees and boards, if you will, put together engaging with Stratford Police Service as well.
Yes, we have. So the big one is the CEAT team, so the Community Equity Action Team. So that was a process through the Stratford Police Services Board. And now there was it's going to be in commencement soon, where we will be engaging with the community to work on that relationship with the community. And with that strong relationship, we hope that people feel more comfortable in coming to us to report things that are happening to them and to their neighbors or just within the community in general.
It's about keeping connected with our community, with Stratford Police Service. Anything else that you want to spotlight in terms of Crime Prevention Week or what's happening with our community with Stratford Police Service?
I think just follow us throughout the week. I'm going to try to be highlighting a number of different things throughout the week to show what we're trying to do. But ultimately, like you said, Jamie, and we've touched on it, it's about working together with the community. A big one that we have coming up is we have I'm going to be announcing a partnership with Optimism Place and Emily Murphy Center later on this month. That's not going to be a part of Crime Prevention Week. We're going to be waiting till later on this month, but stay tuned. We have a pretty cool initiative going on there.
See, there you go. Lots happening. Lots of ways you can stay connected. So again, Darren, what's the best way? We've talked about the Facebook page. And again, we should say thank you, Darren, for all that you do with Stratford Police Service and reaching out for our community. Thank you so much. But how can folks get in touch?
Yeah, if you have any questions, just give us a call. Our non-emergency line is 519-271-4141. You can reach out to us on social media, on Facebook or Twitter. Or just stop and ask an officer anytime you see somebody.
Yeah, and again, for questions, and certainly there's administrative questions, that sort of thing, or if you need, updates on things, Stratford Police Service is here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We are here for you, but we want to work together.
It's all about our community and working together. Crime Prevention Week, all this week with Stratford Police Service. Constable Darren Fisher. Thanks so much, Darren.
Thank you, Jamie.